welcome to another episode of Hip Hop Social Work. I'm Christopher Scott, your host. And over the weekend, I saw a clip that was pretty, I mean, it gave me a few thoughts. I laughed at it. And then there was something the guy said. So let me break it down. There was a doctor, Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who was at an airport, and he was getting, taken out to the airport. Something happened with his flight. And, police got rough with him. And when they got rough with him, I'm not going to play the whole video, but I'm just going to play a little bit of the part that I want to address. So hold on. So, him saying that, of course, there was like, I did laugh, but at the same time, it's like, so you saying that, the police are treating me like a black person, you treat me like a fucking black person. So let's get into that. So I take away, like for me, my first takeaway was like, the cops, when we have been shown to, be rougher with people of color, black people, but my thing is, like, what did he really mean by that? Does he mean that that you treat me like a black person and it's okay, that's what I expect you to do to black people but not to me, even though I'm in the airport while and I'm not being compliant. But I should be able to kind of do what I want to do. Or like, you just like, do you watch the news and do you see, black people getting roughed up and think that, oh yeah, they must deserve that because they're black, and black people, do things that are worthy of getting beat up by police, and they wasn't really beating this guy up. They just kind of was trying to get him, in handcuffs, and he didn't want to go. I mean, I didn't really see any punches thrown. They gave him every warning in the book. They said, we're going to spray you. It's like, I feel like if he was, a black person probably doesn't get that kind of love. I mean, I'm sure there's instances where they do, but the stuff that I see that makes the news, it don't look that good. Person is like, so it's either like you say that because you like acknowledge that you see black people get treated by the police, mishandled. Like you might be able to agree that racism is real, but don't treat me that way because I don't want that kind of response. Or you saying like, no matter how bad I mess up, I ain't black, so don't fuck with me like that because I don't want, because I'm white and I don't deserve to be treated that way. No matter how belligerent I am, no matter how ignorant I'm acting, don't ever do that because I'm a white person and I'm a doctor and I got juice, So, yeah, it's just, it wasn't alarming to hear, It just was kind of like, damn, when I heard it, I was like, fuck, But that's just the world we live in, Like, we have these preconceived notions of, these biases that we were taught, like we're taught that, just by, like, how the news shows us, how everything, how the news reports us. Like, this over the weekend, there was a guy who murdered his family, a white guy, and, he's getting, I feel like all these media outlets are kind of sharing his backstory and like showing, how big of a family man he was and those kind of things. But, I feel like if he was a person of color, he probably wouldn't get that kind of, he wouldn't get that kind of respect, And it's just sad, because those kind of images, people probably don't think twice about them, but, those do play a role on how we see each other, because because like the propaganda and things like that. I mean, I'm not saying all news is propaganda, but you know, just kind of the way, you know, people get certain press. Oh, excuse me. Just the way people get certain kind of press, you know, it's systematic, you know, like, and that leads to that guy thinking the way he thought, you know. It's just to me, it's just kind of played out. But anyway, that was what I want to talk about this morning, you know, because, yeah, it's just, I really wish, you know, we could solve these problems in the world, but they're still here, and you know, I seen a meme that, I don't know, Will Smith really said that, but I've said this meme, but it said it was his picture, and it said it was his quote, and it said, "Racism isn't getting worse; it's getting filmed," and I feel like that's real. You know, like, you know, like a lot of people think that, you know, the world is less or more PC or more whatever nowadays because people are coming out with these complaints. Like, I honestly feel like this shit has been going on, but now people have the access to really say their piece. You know, before, like you couldn't get on Twitter or you couldn't get anywhere to say your outlet. You kind of had to, you know, be shush and kind of be mum. But now we seeing everything, you know. So, and yeah, it's just sad. But anyway, I wanted to leave with the clip that Paul Mooney, you know, this was his stand up about 11 years ago, and he kind of, I mean, you know, he has some explicit language, but he kind of breaks down like how you know, how the justice system treats white criminals and black criminals. So, you know, and it's something to think about, you know. I wouldn't worry about the language too much, just kind of think about something, like, you know. And what made me want to play this clip is that I seen two stories of two fathers that murdered someone. There was a father that murdered his family, of course, and he's getting a lot of, like, you know, kind of a kind of backstory, and, you know, they're showing family photos of him, and they're saying he was just, you know, they're kind of, they're really giving him more respect than I've seen a lot of victims get respect in of police brutality, you know, like, they're not really painting him as a bad person, you know, like, but he murdered his family. And then there was a black guy who murdered a person trying to get into his bathroom, or a bathroom stall, of his daughter. And I feel like, you know, yeah, he murdered somebody, and what I'm saying is right, but, you know, I feel like that deserves a backstory because he was defending his daughter. Somebody was trying to get into the stall of his daughter. But, you know, of course, you know, he's not getting that kind of respect. And I feel like that's just kind of, you know, that's kind of how they play us, man. That's how they play us on the news. That's how they play us in society. But, yeah, I'm gonna leave with this clip of Paul Mooney. It's not safe for work. So if you're at work, don't be blasting this. Put your headphones on. And, yeah, this is hip-hop social worker Christopher Scott. And it's Monday, so don't forget, it's okay to hate Mondays. Holla.
They don't believe us, but they believe white folks. We got to learn to cry and faint, because white folks are faint. You ever see them in the bank at the Zarabi, somebody come in, they will faint till that shit is over with. And not giving up to white folks. They know what to say in court. Niggas, we don't know what to say. Them white folks know how to, oh, serial killers, you know that. I saw some shit on Showtime where the serial killers from driving from state to state killing people and wasn't stopping for gas. That shit, I was by myself, that shit scared shit out of me. I tried to turn to HBO. I got scared. Because they crazy. White folks will kill you, don't even have to know you. Why you kill?
Won't see them dead.
Crazy as cat shit. And got all the answers in court. They asked the crazy white man, "Crazy white man, why did you kill your wife?" "I was sleepwalking." "It's a very unusual case. We'll have to study it." "Crazy nigga, why'd you kill your wife?" "I was sleepwalking." "Oh, nigga, really? Well, we're going to put you to sleep. We're going to put an end to all of this. No, nigga, there'll be no more walking around." "Crazy white man, why did you wake up and kill everybody in the house?" "I don't remember." He doesn't remember. What an unusual case. We'll have to study this. Crazy nigga, why did you wake up in the project and kill everybody? I don't remember. 2,000 years, nigga, I bet you will remember. Crazy white man, why did you wake up and kill everybody on your block? I'm 12 different personalities. 12 different people? How unusual. We'll have to study this. Crazy nigga, why did you wake up and kill everybody at BET on your job? Because I'm 12 different personalities. Oh, really, nigga? Well, pick who you want to be, because some nigga's going to jail. Bob, Fred, we don't give a damn. A nigga's going to jail today. They don't let us get away with bullshit.